Hello, my name is James Miskolic, and I am an emergency physician, and sometimes, and forevermore, a doctor without borders. In a previous session, we explored the opportunity and necessity of being able to heal on the fly, and how it's possible to find space where you might otherwise think there was none, and in that space, room to grow and respond and be kind to ourselves and others who need kindness. There is also a similarly important commitment to make, and that's not just to heal when we've been hurt, but to thrive. To take the worth of what we learn when confronted with important questions, integrate it into our own lives, our own bodies, and let it translate into a life of ever-growing meaning, one in which we take the principle of non-harming, medicine's first rule, and carry it to more and more places in our day, and even most ambitiously towards ourselves. This type of work on the front lines, a place we all share during a time like this, is not something we need to endure, but can be something that catalyzes us to ever more ambitious expressions of ourselves, like a flower blooming in the brightness of the sun's full spectrum. So today, we are not going to focus on work. We're not going to worry about the hurt or the recovery. We're going to linger on the measure of its success. Our own living, loving body. So wherever you are, get into a comfortable position with which you can maintain a certain level of concentration or focus for the next 10, 12 minutes. That's good. Let's begin. Wherever you are, seated, lying, standing, take a deep and full breath. As the exhale leaves your body in that sense of relaxation of the diaphragm, doming the muscles in your chest, lengthening, let that be a permission for attention. Any lingering tightness in your body to drain into the ground. Another deep, full breath. And on the exhale, your forehead can go slack. Any muscle contraction in your jaw can loosen. Your lips can part. Your shoulders fall half a centimeter. What we're going to move through here is sense of the territory, our territory, a beautiful and unique space of our body. This is what we are trying so fastidiously often to help other people with. This body, this effervescent process that caught hold of us when we were just one cell big. May we know it. Let's make a map. Let's start with the tops of our head, the crown. Let's direct our awareness or attention, our concentration towards that utmost tip of our body. See if you can map out a square centimeter there. Let's begin to move that almost like laser beam focus, the Star Trek beam that is our awareness. Let's let it start to slowly flow down our body, top of our head, our forehead, eyes, nose, maybe the air entering before it travels down our trachea to our lungs, lips, jaw, throat. Shoulders. Chest. Ribcage. Abdomen. Pelvis. Arms and hands, thighs, knees, calves, feet, your whole body. You can add a visual map of it if you want, the outline of your body at rest. But we're most interested here in the feeling of it. The you-ness. If in this silhouette, in the somatic silhouette, you notice a part of you that has a bit of tension that you can let go and drain into the earth, then let it go. If not, that's fine. The objective here is just knowing, not trying to accomplish anything. Just discovery. Good. Now let's do that again. Crown of the head. Forehead, eyes, nose, mouth, throat, shoulders, chest, rib cage, abdomen, pelvis, arms, hands, thighs, knees, calves, feet, whole body, that's good. Let's stay here for a bit, just feeling into every square centimeter of what makes us us, this territory on which the picture of our life is painted moment by moment. Again, if there's a place where you can let any kind of tension or any tightness fade, dissolve, you can let that go. If not, just noticing is enough. This is you. This is your body. What has been so fastidiously trying to keep us well. Moment by moment, recreating itself, swapping out atoms, using energy and light in the form of food to create this experience. Tirelessly. Complex and beautiful in its enunciation. If you like, you can take a hand and put it against your chest. Feel at first the pressure of your own body and then the heat. And in that, the liveliness inside of you, and the commitment you've made to its greatest good to use it in the service of others. Let that warmth suffuse through your body. And in it, find a kindness towards yourself. It is only through healing and being whole that we're able to accomplish this daring act of extending ourselves in the service of others. May we stay steadfast in that commitment. May you be well.